Now, time to speak to one of the legends of Irish rock music, Barry Devlin, frontman for more years than he or I care to remember of Horselips, and he's got some news of a fantastic gig they're involved with on the 21st of June. Afternoon, sir.
Afternoon to you, Ivan. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Good to talk to you again.
It's great to talk to you.
Big gig this. Dunluce Castle, 21st of June. Tell me a bit about it.
Well, I mean, Dunluce, you know, I love that. The Antrim Coast, I think, is fantastic, you know, and Dunluce is close to so many things. It's close to the Causeway, and it's close to Port Ballantrae, it's close to Bushmills, but it's a site in its own. It's, you know, it's so much the sort of romantic ruined castle that you could imagine a Frank Frazetta warrior, you know, with traces and armour standing behind with a big sword in his hand. So it's kind of a perfect setting for a band like Horselips that you know, that has trodden those paths for a long time. So we're the combination of a long summer evening and sun and sea and sand and a big castle, sure, isn't it perfect?
As the man says, where would you get it?
Far from it, we were reared.
Reared on it, we were. Now, I mean, when I heard you were doing this gig, right, I thought this is tailor-made for a DVD for America. I mean, they will just love the setting. And it fits in with those sort of major events that you have done that sort of thing with in the past, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, I never thought of that. It absolutely, you know, one of the interesting things about the band, of course, is, as is well known, our combined ages are actually greater than Dunluce Castle. So, I mean, we're an even more historic monument than they are. So, I reckon that they're probably it's a DVD. I hadn't thought of it. If you got the sun setting behind Dunluce and, you know, a bit of a party going on, yeah, there'll be. That's a really good idea.
I can hear you thinking on your feet even as we speak.
Clunk, click every time.
Every single time. I mean, since you guys decided to get together, I mean, it wasn't just a comeback. You hadn't played together for, what was it, the best part of 30 years?
Yeah, 29. Famously, as we said to you at the time, I think, the longest fag break in history, Ivan.
Absolutely, but since you've come back, you've been amazed at the amount of interest there is.
Yeah. Well, amazed and kind of touched. We've had a fun, you know, I people always speak well of the dead, and while we were well and truly kind of, you know, in the old winding sheet, we, you know, people eventually sort of went, sure, they were great, God bless them. And we weren't certain that when we started traipsing around again that we'd still get that, but better than ever, you know. I mean, people have been fantastic. We've had great crowds. We've had people who, and we've even started to acquire, a younger audience. Now, a lot of them would be people whose parents were mad about Horselips and might have been forced at gunpoint to listen to Horselips tracks as they grew up, but they've come to love them, however. And so, you know, I think that this will be a really good night for, you know, not just for people who saw us first time round, but for anyone who likes a good evening of sort of rock music and with a Celtic strain. And you know, Van did this last year, and he seems to me that sounded to me like, you know, the perfect opening for a festival like this. And you know, I think we kind of fit the bill as well. There's a good support bill as well, you know, with Bob Kennedy and a bunch of guys. So big evening of music, I would have thought.
Very much so, and it's the sort of big outdoor gig that you thrive on.
Yeah, we love that stuff. We've played a few really good festivals since we did the Finsbury Park one with Van and Paul Brady. We did Crop Ready with Fairport, and in fact, they were top of the bill. We were second. We're swapping that in. We're doing a festival in Germany during the summer in near Stuttgart, and we swap places. But it's always lovely to go out. We love festivals. You know, they're a great chance to sort of lie back and sit back and relax a bit. I don't mean not put out the energy, but there's something about them that you know, people can, the sun's shining and there's a bit of beer about and you've got room to, you know, to sort of relax if you want on the edges. I just think they're great.
And the backdrop at Dunluce, so the fountain, ocean and everything, it'll just be fantastic.
The one thing I worry about is, I saw, it's about 10 years since I was there. Do you know if they put the roof on it yet? Or
Yeah, it's a day or two since the roof was on it. I don't think they've done anything to the roof since the kitchen fell into the sea.
I'll tell you, builders, Ivan.
Oh, no, where would you get one?
You know, the lads that took a fag break themselves in about 1822.
That's right.
Haven't been seen since.
Never. I mean, you're talking about the comeback gigs, right, after 29 years.
Yeah.
You did the Odyssey, sold it out. You went down to Dublin and did the O2, as it's now known. But I met a guy at the Odyssey who had flown in that day from Sydney to see the band, because he said they've never played for years. And he then went to Dublin to see the gig there and flew back the next day to Sydney. I mean, that is devotion.
There was a fair bit of that.
There was actually
a fair bit of that. But part of it was, Ivan, that that gig, you know, was a bit of a gathering. I mean, it to some extent, it was like, you know, when you were leaving school, you say, you know, I'll meet you in 2012 at, you know, at the Albert Clock.
Yeah.
There was a degree of, you know, the last time, there was a strong chance if you went to the Odyssey or to the Point, you would meet people that you used to see in Bundoran or in the stadium who you hadn't seen for 29 years.
Yeah.
Including the horse limbs.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I can you hear a blip from a phone?
Yes.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Somebody's
Don't
worry. Mobile has got off close to me.
Yeah, or people that you'd seen in the Whitla Hall in 19, whenever it was.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. 1904.
Was that it? Yeah, I knew it was pretty recent. Well, listen, you know, the Toyne, the Book of Invasions, the Man Who Built America, the albums roll off the tongue, and people are going to hear the big songs. And
I tell you, we're dusting them down. We haven't played actually in nearly 6 months, so we've a few. We're looking forward hugely at getting O'Connor and the rest of them back in an enclosed space and having the banter and the crack, but also getting down to the serious business of getting match fit, because you know, it's a big one. We take it very seriously. I don't mean we take it seriously that way, but we want to be playing at our very best.
Sure.
So I'm off the cream cakes starting about a week from now.
All right.
And onto the energy drinks.
So
because I've 12 stone to lose, you know. I mean, the
Oh, that's you and me both.
A minor detail says you.
A minor detail, yeah. Well, listen, it's summer solstice. It's Dunluce Castle. Horse Lips topping the bill the 21st of June. Where would you get it, eh?
And Ivan, as always, brilliant to talk to you.
And you.
And
I look forward to seeing you and Jim and everybody else up there on the night.
There'll be a beer on Coleraine UDC for you.
I knew you guys wouldn't be buying it, but
we might. You know, we might blow the dust off the wallet, especially for you, Ivan.
Just for me. All right.
All right.
Mind yourself, Barry.
Look,
lovely to talk to you. Bye bye.
Thanks, Ivan. Bye.
Bye bye.